This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 734, How Prati Nailed IELTS 7 in Just 23 Days.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll meet real IELTS student Prati, who got the overall 7 she needed on IELTS on her very first try. Listen and find out how you can do the same. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have a lovely and delightful guest student on the show today. Prati, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Jessica. How are you?
I'm fantastic. There's only a couple weeks of school left for James, and I am so stoked for this summer and camping and everything. You also have a child, right? You have a daughter?
Yeah, she's completing her 8th grade this year. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, but and you guys are living in, yeah?
We live in Canada.
Okay, perfect. And so you moved to Canada to like help your daughter out. Is that right?
No, I didn't move to for my daughter, but we moved as my husband works here.
Got it.
And then she joined us recently.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Okay, awesome. Well, welcome. So the reason why Prati is here, two reasons, it turns out. So she won the Writing Wizard contest last month, and we'll talk about why your essay was so amazing. But I also learned today that Prati is done with IELTS. You got the scores you needed.
Yay!
So awesome.
It is.
So we have a lot to talk about today. So first of all, let's talk about your like IELTS journey. How many times did you have to take the exam?
Actually, this is my first time, Jessica.
Oh, fantastic. Actually, oh my gosh.
I know I need IELTS academic to join college here in Canada, few months back. I mean, I'm planning to do IELTS.
Okay. So a couple months ago, you realized you had to take the exam. Is that when you started listening to our podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I did.
And what made you decide to get the Three Keys course?
Actually, I didn't believe the course, as you said, it is really helpful. I always listen to Lindsay saying that Three Keys IELTS help to get 7 or higher, you know, in every podcast. But I really didn't believe, because there are many other YouTube videos or institutes offering IELTS courses. I treated this same.
Sure.
Like, you know, they don't stand up to the mark. When I go through a YouTube video for 15, 20 minutes, at last, I will learn very little for my IELTS exam. It's such a waste of time. So,
interesting. What kind of IELTS YouTube videos were you watching?
What kind? All whatever comes randomly.
Did you watch IELTS Energy?
What actually made me to subscribe to Three Keys IELTS? There was a podcast from a student like me. I think her name is Jennifer or something.
Yes, Jennifer.
When I heard that podcast, I decided maybe it looks like it works. And I'm even though I'm a great fan of Alias English, I didn't decide until I heard that podcast, that particular podcast from with Jennifer.
Interesting. Yeah, for sure. I mean, hearing how other students have experienced their preparation is so important. And that's why I want to talk to you about it today, because that's exactly right. There are so many choices. There are thousands of ways.
Yeah, they promise like wonders, but no, it really doesn't work in that way.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, you really have to test stuff out before you believe it. I totally get that. Cause like, you're exactly right. Like, I think a lot of listeners out there are probably in the same frame of mind as you were. Like, yeah. Well, you know, the podcast is great. Maybe they also watch my YouTube channel, IELTS Energy TV, and they're like, you know, I could learn enough from this. I don't need to get a course. It's just like every other course. It's not. Yeah. Like, our course is not like every other course out there.
Very different.
So, I
was able to, when I was practicing my test, I was able to get only one or two correct answers for headings and paragraph matching. But once I did our reading module, it's heading and paragraph matching is 100% right.
Oh, yes.
But unfortunately, I didn't get that thing in my exam.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. It's all information to paragraph matching.
Finding information in paragraphs. Yeah. We cover that in the course too. It's all in there. That's a good point though, because what you'll get in a lot of other IELTS systems is just like so many steps, like there's 10 steps and you have to spend so much time and we're like, the motto of the course sums everything up: simplify, practice, succeed, right? That's it.
Simple. It is simple and effective.
That's awesome.
I agree. 100%
so
agree.
You weren't getting the scores you needed when you were practicing and you're like, okay, I'm going to give this three keys thing a shot. And so you took our course, but you did it in a different way. So we usually recommend students do the 30-day study plan or the 60-day study plan, but you did it more quickly, right? Hello, hello, future test takers. If you are a busy adult, you need a study plan. There is a lot to cover before your IELTS exam. Come to our July web class, July 1st and 2nd. Weekend study plans for busy adults. Sign up now and grab your spot. Go to allearsenglish.com/busy. That's allearsenglish.com/BUSY.
Yeah, because I'm very sure about my listening module and reading module. Of course, speaking too, because I'm living in English-speaking country since 3 years. I'm not that good, like perfect native speaker, but I can understand them. I can respond to them. So I thought those three modules are okay, but I'm really scared about writing module. It is academically, it's different writing exams. Education was my bachelor's degree back home is in English medium, but it's different, entirely different. I'm really very scared about writing an essay.
Yeah, no, it is completely different. And it's interesting that you noted that, because like you, even if you had English education, that doesn't mean that you're prepared for IELTS writing. It is so unique. It is completely different than any other exam, let alone any other like differently educated sort of culture system, for sure. Okay, so you got into Three Keys IELTS. You did this in 23 days. Yeah. You went through all the modules, but you skipped some of the practice, I guess, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Because of the time.
Sure. And what scores did you end up getting on your very first try?
Listening and reading, it was 7.5. I mess up with my listening score. I'm sure I must get 9, but I mess up. It's personal thing. My eyes were blur when I start the exam. I don't know
No.
But it made me feel little, not very active and present in the exam. Maybe that got me 7.5. Otherwise, it should be 9. I'm very
dang.
Sure. And writing and speaking, it was 6.5. Yeah.
Awesome. That's so awesome. I mean, especially for your very first try, Prati, like that's amazing. It's amazing scores. And to get this, the overall you needed, that overall 7, and not have to worry about IELTS for the foreseeable future. I mean, I think
that's a great relief, Jessica, believe me.
I can imagine. Okay, so let's backtrack a little bit. So the original reason why I invited you on the show was because you were the Writing Wizard winner last month.
Yes.
So I want to talk just a little bit about that process. So writing was the thing you were most scared of, right? And yet you were able to win the contest. Your essay was so amazing.
How much would you allot for my essay? How much band score would
you? Oh gosh, I would have to look at it again.
I was just curious.
I would probably give that a 7.5, your essay. It was amazing. It was so good. Now tell us about your experience in improving your writing. So this was really scary for you. You got into the course. Like, how did you become more confident in writing?
First thing, it is templates. And then vocabulary in the examiner's point of view. I mean, I believed like have is a common vocabulary. And
of course,
but
right.
You said instead of to possess, you have to use have, right? Writing something.
Right. So have is a boring word. Instead, say possess. These little changes make such difference to our vocabulary score. I mean, in the course, there's a lot of bonuses. And one of the bonuses is 10 plus academic words and phrases, right? So that's what you're talking about. Like this list of 10 words, these words you can use in every single essay. Like this, for example, don't say have, say possess. These little details that you can add to any essay to raise that vocab score. All right, awesome. But I mean, just those 10 words aren't going to be enough, right? So how did you develop your own vocabulary?
Vocabulary, whatever I read, I remember along with collocations. I think it really helped me to keep that vocabulary active in my mind. When I'm writing my writing test, automatically they're popping up in my mind. Like the
Fantastic.
New vocabulary I learned recently, they were not dead. You know what I mean?
It was difficult to use like vocabulary that you learned recently?
It is not difficult because of the collocations. So for example, proliferation, you mentioned that in your one of model essays, right?
Yeah.
I remember that like cell proliferation, nuclear proliferation. in that way.
Oh, I understand. Okay, yes, this is perfect. Yeah, it is. It is impossible to just memorize a list of singular words. So what Prati is talking about here is remembering something in context. So you refer to it as collocation, and that's exactly correct. The word proliferation is most commonly collocated with certain words like nuclear proliferation. That's a phrase that we use a lot. So remembering words in a phrase, in context, that is the best way to learn vocabulary. That's fantastic. Okay, cool. Prati, so do you have any other words of advice for future IELTS test takers out there?
Yeah, believe in Prati's IELTS. If you are listening this and if you are a intermediate level English learner, I'm sure you are going to hit your IELTS goal.
That's fantastic. Yes, that's awesome. Before we started recording, Prati was saying, I'm not sure if I should talk about my scores and stuff because I did your course too quickly and I didn't get to do all the practice. Yeah. But then what you said was something that I wanted to share with our listeners, that you feel like if you were able to complete everything on the study plan, then your scores definitely would have been higher. And of course that's true. The more practice we have, the better, right? But the fact that you were able to hit your target score in your first attempt, I mean, that's amazing. That speaks to the power of the strategies, and I love it, and I am so proud of you and very excited. So you are going to go to university now.
Yeah, college.
That's awesome.
To do my PG certificate. It's a software program.
Okay, that's fantastic. Well, Prati, you are on your way to your future goals and you are done with IELTS, so congratulations.
Yeah, with confidence.
That's awesome. Yeah. Guys, if you want access to the same system that helped Prati nail IELTS the very first time, sign up with these links just for podcast listeners. Go to allearsenglish.com/basic. Or if you want Skype classes with me or a member of our team, go to allearsenglish.com/coach. All right, Prati, thank you so much for sharing your story with us today.
Thank you to you too, Jessica, for having me here.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.